1690 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. Montreal has closed off an urban forest in Notre-Dame-de-Grâce, but locals are fighting to keep it open. In November, the city of Montreal announced it would be closing a portion of the Falaise Escarpment in the NDG neighborhood of St. Raymond, saying it was unsafe. It is a stretch of forest running by the railway tracks along Highway 20. The area is not part of the official Falaise Grand Park, which surrounds the area and was created in 2018. But local residents and volunteers have been maintaining the paths, clearing garbage, and using this unofficial bit of urban green space since 2015. These citizens and community groups believe management of this area should stay within the community, and that closing it off is an overreach by the city. They have been campaigning for the area to open back up.
Now, there's a reason that this park is really important. It's the only real place of like green space that people in St. Raymond's and West Haven and a lot of areas that are really underserved have, that they can access, because these people don't have cars. If they want to go to a green space, they have to be able to get there by public transit or walk. A lot of parks, especially the grand parks, you can't get to them by public transit.
That was Lisa Mintz, the director of Urban Nature Education, which runs education programs in the Falaise area. She is also the co-founder of Sauvons la Falaise, which fought to get the surrounding area protected as a park back in 2018. This stretch of forest was not included in that park. Mintz believes it should be.
There's people who come to go cross-country skiing. There's people who come to walk their dogs. There's people who come to go jogging. And people bring their kids to have fun. We normally, like Urban Nature is an organization I created 6 years ago now. It's a charity which teaches environmental education. And our base is the Falaise Saint-Jacques. That's where we do most of our activities. And generally, they're free, and they're for the people who live around the Falaise that can't afford, activities, and they're mostly for families. This is not fair to them. It's not fair to the people who have spent 10 years working on creating this park. So we did everything. We cleaned up the park. We let people know about it. We cleaned up all the garbage. We created the paths. There's people who are doing all kinds of stewardship on it. Urban Nature does education there. And the city's saying, well, no, we don't want any of that anymore because there's this nebulous threat of something maybe happening sometime in the future.
David Gamper is a local in the area. He's also a coordinator of Sauvons la Falaise. Here's Gamper.
We're not letting it stop here. We disagree. We think that it's an excess of caution. It's against the interests of local people. In the end, they need to get out. They need a bit of chance to enjoy a forest. It's the only bit of urban forest in NDG.
Since the announcement of the closure, community members have been sending a slew of letters to the city requesting the area not be closed down. Recently, multiple teachers who take their students through the wooded area for educational purposes have sent letters as well, with enclosed drawings and notes from school children. The city closed the area due to a soil assessment which indicated the area is unsafe. The assessment was done after a landslide back in August. City spokesperson Camille Béguin stated that they had to close the area in order to keep the public safe. Sauvons la Falaise believes with proper maintenance the area can be safe and that citizens should be able to use their own discretion about entering the urban forest. Members of Sauvons la Falaise are expected to meet with city officials later this month to discuss the future of the wooded area. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
It is Monday, December 16th, This is CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Maxwell. It's REVC. Okay. We're here at the end. The end of 2024. It's cray. I feel like when I was a kid, cray was just a little thing, and now everybody's cray. Anyway. Of course, we're gonna have some Christmas songs. Who would I be? But we're gonna do a little bit of review first. But first, some songs about going home. I don't know what this mood I'm in today is. All my finals are done. I'm all wrapped up. I'm all ready to go home. I'm not all ready. You know, I got my passport and stuff ready, and I'm gonna get back the second I get home from this thing. But, this is the last time you're gonna hear a new voice of mine this year. There's gonna be reruns of episodes from this last year, even episodes from the year before, coming soon enough. But first, you know, some songs about home. One song from my home. Well, without further ado, let's just enjoy some Paul Simon. Why not? Some Simon.
Gee, but it's great to be back home. Home is where I want to be. I've been on the road so long, my friend. And if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. Same old story, yeah. Everywhere I go, I get slandered. What you come here for, boy? You better get your bags and flee. You're in trouble, boy, and now you're heading into war. It's the same old story. Everywhere I go, I get slandered. Satisfied.
sound and vision.
Concordia Relay for Life is inviting you to an extravagant soiree this January 19th at 6 p.m. on the 9th floor of the JMSB building. The gala will showcase a diverse array of artwork from around the Concordia community, artist talks, and a look into fundraising for cancer research on campus. All proceeds will go to the Canadian Cancer Society, so bring your friends, dress to impress, and support a good cause during this elegant evening of culture and community. For more details, find us at Concordia Relay on Instagram or Facebook.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
As he said, you're listening to CGLO 1690 AM.
I'm Maxwell, and the show, it's RAVC.
You just heard Sound of Vision off the classic Low, part of the Berlin trilogy, not made in Berlin, made in Paris. Before that, Boy, Alex G. DSU, of course, hometown hero. Before that, keep the customer satisfied. Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over. We're going to keep it rolling with some half-Christmas songs. And you know, gotta play some waitresses. Gotta play some waitresses. So here you go. So here we are.
I know what boys like. I know what boys like. I got what boys like. I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I see them looking. I make them want me. I like to tease them. They want to touch me. I never let them. I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like. Boys like. Boys like me. But you're special. I might get you. You're so much different. I might get you. Would you like that? I might get you. I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what like. I know what's on their mind. I know what boys like. I know what guys want. They talk about me. I got my cat moves that so upset them. Zippers and buttons, fun to frustrate them. They get so angry, like pouty children. Deny their candy, I laugh right at them. I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like. Boys like. Boys like me. Nya, 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 nya
Tommy, can you hear me? Tommy, can you hear me? Tommy, can you hear me?
Sidney for a holiday. Oh, so-
Hello, everyone. I'm just going to speak a little bit while this song is falling apart. A favorite of mine off a favorite album of mine, Australia by the Kinks. We'll surf like they do in the USSA. USSA, a white Christmas day. Before that, Christmas by The Who off the classic Dummy. Dummy. Before that, I Know What Boys Like, The Waitresses. I was once listening to World Cafe, and they were talking about The Waitresses, and they were talking about Chris Butler, the guitarist and songwriter there. And they had this story about how, like, he would just go around. Before he had The Waitresses, before he had a female vocalist, that was, like, one of his main songs, I Know What Boys Like. And he would go around with his, like, little acoustic guitar doing, I Know What Boys Like. Anyway, it's a little bit of an odd story over this tone of song. After this, we're going to listen to some of my most listened to songs of the year. Thank you, Spotify, for all the good you're doing for the music industry. You're so great for us. First, some Frog. This is one I didn't expect. And then, you've heard me play some Ram. And then we're going to get into some newer music that came out over the last few years. We're going to have some fun. So stay tuned.
Yeah. about that big surprise. Who's your favorite person, dear phenomenal lady? I belong to the girl with the flashing.
Love is love.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show, guess what? It's REVC. We're doing our year-end show. You just heard Beef Hits by Dumb off the album either last year or the year before. Before that, Fear, Sex, Magdalena Bay off Imaginal Disc. Probably my album of the year. It's either that or The Vampire Weekend, which you'll be hearing a song from in this next section. Before that, Long-Haired Lady, Paul McCartney off Ram, of course. That was one of my most listened to songs this year. Before that, Black on Black on Black by Frog off that 2023 album, Grog. We're going to go some ads, and then after that, some music from this last year that I really loved, and then we're going to close with a little Magnetic Fields ditty. Would it even be RVC without? Well, I'll see you after.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Thank you. do. In times of peace, their pupils couldn't meet your baby blues. 400 million animals competing for the zoo. It's such a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical. Stands today. That sinking feeling fades, but never really goes away. A staircase up to nothingness inside your DNA. Ooh, that's a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical.
Describe our prowess, it would be quite hard to overrate. For we are the king of the boudoir, old thing, and the king doesn't like to wait. One tryst with me, and you'll be spinning like a gyroscope. One tryst with me, and you'll be pope. Should modesty allow us to describe our prowesslessness, 'twould be quite hard to overstate. For we are the king of the boudoir, it's true, and the king doesn't like to wait. One kiss from me, and you'll be overjoyed and overawed. One kiss from me, and you'll see God. For we are the king of the boudoir, we are, and the king doesn't like to wait.
All right, guys, it's the year-end episode, so I always like to try to get more time with Lear in the Park than we normally would. Once again, this is my outro song. Frog Eyes, Lear in the Park. It's pretty... It's... Omar from Hooked on Sonics once said it literally sounds like you're waving goodbye. I see it. I hear it, per se. Well, the 15 minutes started with There She Smiles in a Memory off one of my favorite albums of the year, Joanna Wang's Hotel La Route. If you're a fan of concept albums, if you're a fan of anything kind of hippie and show-tuny, like, you know, this guy is, you're gonna die for that album, and not to mention it's got an amazing cover. After that, Amy Knitting off of that new Knitting album, Some Kind of Heaven. That album is really, really good. I did not play it too much because this station loves Knitting, and so many shows on the station play Knitting, but that album is really, really good. And then after that, Classical off the new Vampire Weekend album, Only God Was Above Us. Recently, I've just been, you know, that album is so, so good. That and the MGMT album. And then after that, for We Are the King of the Boudoir, The Magnetic Fields off 69 Love Songs. If you saw the Tiny Desk, then you heard that one. I was actually really pleasantly surprised to hear it, so I thought I'd play it now. But that's it! We have 10 seconds left, and so have a good winter break. I will be back the second week of January. Alright, guys. I'll see you then at 11.